Let's do it. It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay, so we're dishing this morning on some fun stuff. We have some good news. Now, stick around, because the dirt alert, not so much. Taylor Swift wrapped her record-setting Eras Tour in Vancouver. It started back in March of 2023. It's the highest-grossing concert of all time, y'all, with an estimated $2.2 billion earned.
We've got to perform for over 10 million people on this tour. And tonight, we get to play one last show for you here tonight in beautiful Vancouver.
Yeah, so some of those were repeat offenders, but that's not a bad thing. Katie Holmes is denying a tabloid report that her daughter Suri inherited a massive trust fund from her dad, Tom Cruise. And Wham's iconic Last Christmas celebrated its 40th anniversary this week. And Chapel Roan and Sabrina Carpenter covered it for Carpenter's A Nonsense Christmas Netflix special.
I tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year, it doesn't surprise me. Merry Christmas, I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying I love you, I meant it. Now I know.
Listen, I'm much more of an original purist, but I like their voices and they blend well together. Speaking of covers, Timothy Chalamet has released two Bob Dylan covers, The Girl from North County and Like a Rolling Stone.
Ooh, how does it feel? How does it feel? To be on your own. With no direction.
The name of the film and the soundtrack will be available on December the 25th. Tom Selleck would like to work with Taylor Sheridan because, quote, I want to sit on a horse again. Oh, honey, we want you to, too. And 98-year-old Dick Van Dyke sings and dances in the new Coldplay video, All My Love, even sits down at a piano to watch Chris Martin compose a song for him.
You got all my love.
Love.
No, love.
I can hear it.
You got all my love.
Is that it?
Well, it's in the right city.
I love Chris Martin. He's so sweet. And 78-year-old Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty is battling Alzheimer's and a blood disease. Mariah Carey dismisses claims that AI was used for her 2024 Spotify Wrapped video.
This year, we're celebrating the 30th anniversary of my album, Merry Christmas. I hope you enjoy listening to it, and I can't wait to share new music with you soon. Happy holidays.
Okay, it's definitely her voice, and it looks kind of real. She says the lighting and makeup made it look like AI. Styx will tour next summer with former REO Speedwagon singer Kevin Cronin and ex-Eagles guitarist Don Felder. Interesting. Miles Teller and Anya Taylor-Joy are guards in the movie The Gorge.
What's on the other side?
That is East Tower. Contact with the other side is strictly forbidden.
So what's the mission? To keep people from going in the gorge?
No. You need to stop what's in the gorge from coming out. The gorge is the door to hell. And we're standing guard at the gate.
They gave away the whole plot in the trailer. It premieres February 14th on Apple TV Plus. And a dirt alert. Yeah, so if you haven't heard, Jay-Z has now been dragged into Diddy's business. A woman is suing both men from a claim 20 years ago. Jay-Z calls the claim idiotic and a blackmail attempt. Okay, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And that's as much information I'm going to give you on the dirt, because this is the Daily Dust. It's just a light dusting of gossip. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3. Yay!